T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I love your stories, guys. From 3808, my mom messed up on my KU dormitory hall paperwork. I got there the first day in my room, and standing there was a 30-year-old Chinese woman that did not speak English.
31?
That's awesome.
Should be quiet.
Question number 88 on any of these little surveys. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 would be instant death, how bad do your farts smell?
14.
Okay. Here's another good question to a possible roommate. How close are you to Scott Parks on the D-bag scale?
Again, 14.
really, guys? Is that your original nose?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay.
No. The wording actually was, are you easily offended?
That should be the wording, actually. That's a good question. Are you easily offended? Humor is a good barometer for whether or not you and your roommate are going to get along.
Here's the thing about these surveys. If you really want, I've thought this about dating sites and everything. Don't do it yourself, because people will tell you they have a good sense of humor, and they're wrong. Mm. People you know should make your
right
dating profile.
People who
for
say
you.
I'm funny aren't generally not that funny.
Yeah, just like people that proclaim to be cool,
right,
usually are not.
Listen to this from the text
just
line.
Like if you have a letter cool in the mailbox that says important, it isn't.
Open immediately.
Yeah,
no.
Don't.
Right. From the text line, is your high school grateful you aren't ever coming back?
That's a great. That is a really fascinatingly good question.
Just what were you voted most likely to?
Yeah.
What were you? Oh, never mind. What were you?
We didn't do that at our school.
You did not? Why?
No. Because I think.
Like, because somebody's feelings would
get
hurt?
Yeah, that ends up being grossly offensive.
I was voted most likely to MC prison open mic night.
I was voted class clown.
I was actually voted Mr. Congeniality.
I'm stunned they still do that if they still do it.
In junior high. Honest to God.
Okay. All right.
They still did it 4 years ago because I got second for best hair, and I'm still mad about it.
They did best hair?
How does someone have better hair than you, sir?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't really agree with that.
Why are you mad about it?
Because he should have taken the crown.
Yeah.
Oh, you got nominated for best hair.
I got second.
Oh, you got second.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fine.
It's good you didn't take the crown. It would have messed up your hair.
Because here's the deal. When you open that best of, we talked about this before, people will vote and say offensive things, and then that gets printed and somebody's feelings are hurt.
Somebody said on the text line, what are you going to do if Jack and Sarah start dating next year at KU? if he treats her like the princess I have raised her to be, I will be fine with it.
Here's a question.
If he treats her awfully, I will pop his mom's tires.
Here's a question.
It's real simple.
For your dorm survey, have you found Jesus?
Oh, God.
I think religion is a good question. Are you
it's
either
actually a great question.
Super ultra religious or super ultra atheist? Like any polar whatever, I think you probably.
Are you going to start asking about politics?
Ooh. Yeah, but can you imagine the first day and you move in and the parents are there and it's this big whimsy and everything's going on and it's like the end of the night. And everybody's finally left, and it's getting quiet, and you're sitting there all alone with your roommate. You're like, so, how are you? And they look at you and go,
that's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Let's get to the news.
Lights out!
You better not.
Lights out. Here's Sam Stevie in the newsroom.
A city in Kansas City wants its tornado siren fixed after it failed this past week. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, and affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and it is a rating well-earned. Believe me, I'm driving around in a Subaru Forester right now, and I absolutely love this car. I was bragging about it because my uncle was in town from California the other day, and we were driving around town. And I was just bragging about the Subaru Forester. He was amazed. And the Kia Sportage was the car I had prior to that. I've been blown away by the improvements that Kia has made over the last 5-6 years. It is a, I almost said a bad word, it is a fantastically good car. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
It's 2:31 in Kansas City. From the KMBZ Newsroom, I'm Sam Stevie. A city in Kansas wants its tornado siren fixed after it failed to go off during a tornado warning this week. The siren failed to sound in Rontoul in Franklin County. Wednesday night, as Franklin County Emergency Management tried to warn residents to take shelter from the storm. Resident Terry Jackson.
Very loud, hurts your ears almost, especially from, you know, where our house is directly across the street. So you know it.
One of the steps the city took to alert people was to have the fire department drive through the town with sirens on to alert people of the tornado warning. And the Missouri House has passed legislation that could block the developers of one of the nation's largest wind energy projects from using eminent domain to string a high-voltage power line across the Midwest. The vote yesterday by the House targets a billion-dollar project that would carry electricity 780 miles from Kansas windmills across Missouri and Illinois before hooking up to a power grid in Indiana serving eastern states. The project won approval last month from Missouri utility regulators. The bill now goes to the Senate. We'll take a look at traffic and weather together next.
Dana Wright for Seal Once KC. There is no question spring has sprung, and now is the time to call my guys at Seal Once KC and get on their schedule. Do it. You'll get 20% off any job they do if you mention KMBZ, and they will come out and permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor expensive areas around your home. Your porch, your deck, your driveway, your big expensive privacy fence, any wood or concrete surface. They'll come out with that clear penetrating permanent sealant, and they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they do that work. Then think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They got you covered there. They'll come in with that permanent polymer decorative coating. It is easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a variety of great colors, and will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, get a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
Now for KMBZ traffic, here's Jay Edwards.
It is high pressure extending in. We have some quiet weather and a warming trend in our forecast. Plenty of sunshine for the rest of today. Touch of a north wind at times at our high from 60 to 65. Clear as the night goes on, a low 40s. Beautiful weather on Saturday, mostly sunny and milder, the high 75. Keeping it dry on Easter Sunday, increasing south wind here, the high upper 70s. We do have a chance for isolated showers or a thunderstorm by Sunday night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Right now it's 61 at KCI, 60 degrees in Raytown, and 61 here at your official weather station. KMBZ is on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Sam Stevie, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Stop it. I want to hear it from the beginning again. Who is this?
It's the Mowglies, I believe.
Oh, you've played this before. I remember that name.
I believe they're drummers from Kansas City or something like that.
Play it again, man. Start it from the beginning. That was cool. I like that.
This is about 30. Well, hold on.
Screw it up.
There. Here, back it up a little.
Baby, the new town got the same issues to work through. See, the more these artists start singing about this town, the more people are going to start coming here.
Yeah, I love this song. It's a good tune.
It is a good tune, man. The Mowgli's, M-O-G-L-E-Y-S?
L-I-S, yeah. L-I-S. Mowgli's.
Okay. All right, right on. I like it. Hey, can you cue me up, if you get a minute, Rod, a little behind baseball here, or inside baseball. Kate Smith, common spelling on both. Kate Smith.
And I want to know how many people know that name.
God Bless America. And it should be from, I think, the 1970s. Anyway, story here from CNN. For years, baseball's New York Yankees and the NHL's Philadelphia Flyers have played singer Kate Smith's famous rendition of God Bless America during their games. But those longtime traditions have been stopped immediately over suggestions that other songs performed by Smith, one of America's biggest singing stars during the early 20th century, are racist. Smith is closely tied to the NHL's Philadelphia Flyers because she performed God Bless America before Flyers games in the 1970s. A year after her 1986 death, the team erected a statue in her honor outside the arena. Now the team, the Philadelphia Flyers, will not play her version of the song during games and has covered up the statue outside. Quoting here, "We have recently become aware that several songs performed by Kate Smith contain offensive lyrics that do not reflect our values as an organization." The Yankees said the team also was no longer playing Smith's iconic, beg your pardon, Rod, 1939 version of the song because she sang at least two songs during the 1930s that are now considered racist. You know this. That's the part everybody knows. Now, pot it down so we don't have to pay for it. I don't want to pay a racist.
I guess I recognize that, but
it's the chorus that you should recognize.
Dan looked at me like I was crazy. He goes, "You know who Kate Smith is?" And I go, "No, I don't." When I first saw the headline that they're yanking this Kate Smith song, I thought it was some current pop queen that I had never heard of.
No, she died in the 80s. And I knew the name, and I definitely know that version of the song. But I didn't really know much about her. I didn't realize she was some superstar back in the 1930s and 40s or whatever. Anyway, let me read you just a portion of the lyrics of a song that they have found offensive that she sang back in the 1920s or 30s that they have deemed so racist that they won't play this version of God Bless America at their baseball and hockey games.
She sung the song, or she write the song, or
The song is just attributed to her. Who wrote it? I don't know. I'm assuming it might be her. I have no idea, but she did sing it. She did record it.
It was called "I Hate Black People."
It was not called "I Hate Black People."
And that was the end of playing Kate Smith at the ballpark.
However, Dana, when I tell you the name of the song, you're going to say that's pretty close to "I Hate Black People." Listen to these lyrics. Someone had to pick the cotton.
Oh God.
Someone had to pick the corn. Someone had to slave and be able to sing. That's why darkies were born.
Oh, my God. What year? Not that any year makes that okay.
It was in the 1930s. Someone had to laugh at trouble, though he was tired and worn. Had to be contented with any old thing. That's why darkies were born.
Okay. It's just now coming to light that she sang that song?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, was it a chart topper? How are we just now figuring out that she sang that song?
I don't know that the America Top 40 with Dick Clark was around
it's
back
very
then.
Very popular.
Billboard America's began, countdown. I think, in the late 40s.
So why are you, because Dan was fascinated by this story too, are you surprised they've stopped playing her rendition? Are you going to try to make the argument that that was such a long time ago? Who cares? Or
no, I don't know that I'd make the argument like who cares. What I would say is and I've said this, Danny, you and I have been together for 7 years on this show.
Yes, we have.
And it's been a long 7 years for you, and for me, it's just flown by because it's been so exciting. I really struggle with using 2019 glasses on 1931 behavior. I do.
And I always say, why don't we just have someone sing the song today? Why do we have to pipe in someone from the 1930s? Well, that in and of itself is surprising to me.
Tradition.
Okay.
They've been doing it for so long. I mean, the Yankees
are they still
have been
playing Sweet Caroline now that we know that song was written by a preteen Caroline Kennedy?
Or written for a preteen Caroline Kennedy.
For. Which makes it
pedophilia.
Creepy.
Yeah. I'm assuming so. I just don't like judging people necessarily on their thoughts, not their actions, okay?
Right.
Their thoughts using the glasses that we can wear today.
But this isn't knocking down a monument, even though there was part of that was part of the story.
They've covered up
a
statue.
I mean, like renaming a city street. This is just, we have 1,000 people who've sung a version of this song. Why not just swap it out?
And that's fine. I go back to the argument. There was some tradition involved here. These teams have been using these songs since probably before you and I were born. But
they just get the guy who's the, is he a Navy officer, pardon me, or a Marine?
I say we do this.
With the big booming voice, Scott, and he stops traffic with his rendition of God Bless America.
Yeah,
it's the most
good.
Incredible thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, he's good.
I say we do this. We get the recording of Whitney Houston singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And we get the recording of Ray Charles singing America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Those two songs are the ones we use, period. And I don't mean other people sing them.
Yeah.
I don't mean we all join in. When one of those kinds of songs needs to be played,
that's
your choices of is this recording of Whitney Houston or this recording of Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Don't get anything else out.
But
or a current service member who will sing it live.
But Rod, you say that, and I agree, those two songs are probably the best those two songs could have ever been done. Okay?
Absolutely.
And nobody will argue that. However, Whitney Houston was a crack-addled loser at the end of her
Ray
life.
Charles was a blind pillhead.
And a philanderer. I almost said philanthropist. He probably was.
He was
a philanderer.
He was horny.
He was a philandering philanthropist.
He liked to give a lot of money away to women that he banged outside of his marriage.
Absolutely.
I mean, these were not people of upstanding moral character.
They were not perfect people.
No one is.
Exactly. That's my point.
That's the big secret.
When we try to rewrite history or hold people, beg your pardon.
I was going to say, we're not rewriting history.
No, we're not. Let me rephrase that because that came out poorly. When we try to hold people from a different time to the standards that we now find acceptable, I think it's unfair. That's not to excuse the behavior.
Yeah.
That's not to say, Dana, that writing a song, someone had to slave and be able to sing. That's why darkies were born. Those are very, very poor lyrics. They're unacceptable today. But back then, that was accepted behavior.
God, I would have said that was unacceptable back then, but okay.
Well, it wasn't, and you know it wasn't.
It wasn't even good songwriting.
It's not. It's really not. And you have to wonder what's going through somebody's mind where they're like, I'm going to write a song about why black people were born. This will be fun. But keep in mind, we're not that far removed. Now
I know, which is horrifying.
But let me finish my point. Your children, their grandparents
would have maybe remembered this song.
No.
Their great-grandparents,
yes.
My grandma.
But no, let me finish my point. Your children's grandparents, or maybe let me bring this home a little bit closer, your parents can remember going into restaurants that were designated whites only. Your parents maybe can remember 2 drinking fountains in school.
In elementary school. You know, I've never asked them that.
Elementary school, for my parents were born in the mid-1940s. My mother can remember white only restaurants. If you go to the Douglas County Courthouse, since you were in Lawrence earlier today, okay? Go to the Douglas County Courthouse, where the county commission meets every Monday or whenever they meet, and sit there, because I used to be a reporter in Lawrence in my early career. There's a balcony in there. Do you know why?
Is that where
the black people
the
had
black
to
people
sit?
Had to sit to watch a court case?
That's right.
Yep.
There is a balcony still in that building, and it was built, by the way, after the Civil War. But black people were considered second-class citizens all the way up to about 1964, and some black people would say we still are.
I understand what you're saying, and I've heard you make this argument before. All I am saying is this is a song for which there are 1,000 different singers.
I agree.
Pick another one.
Yeah.
It's a very simple thing to fix.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. That guy right there is Rod Babcock. She's Dana Wright. And I'm Scott Parks on KMVZ.
Hey, join the more than 12 million women, yep, including me, who have gone to thirdlove.com and taken their Fit Finder quiz. Ladies, hands down, the most comfortable bra you will ever own will show up right on your doorstep. No driving all over town to look for the perfect fit that doesn't slip, that doesn't pinch. No awkward measuring room experience with the woman in the dressing room. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. Take the Fit Finder quiz. It takes less than a minute to do it, and they will deliver that thing straight to your door. It is a 100% fit guarantee. Then listen to this. You have 60 days, ladies, to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, for some crazy reason, return it, and then Third Love will wash it and donate it to a shelter or a woman in need. I love it. Hands down, the most comfortable bra you'll ever own. Straps don't slip, tagless labels, no itching, super lightweight. They know there's a perfect bra for everyone at Third Love. They're offering 15% off your first order if you go now. Thirdlove.com/KMBZ. Find your perfect fit now. 15% off while you do it. Thirdlove.com/KMBZ for 15% off today.
Okay, is it weird or kind of poetic that Easter Sunday is the third anniversary of Prince's death?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that would be to, I think, elevate him to a level he...
No, I don't mean it like that. I meant the... Okay, I didn't mean the fact it was Easter. I meant that it's been a 3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You ready to feel old? In June of this year, it will be 10 years since Michael Jackson died.
No way.
Yes, he died in 2009.
I thought the bigger one was 25 years Kurt Cobain. When you said that, I was like, yeah. Damn, we are old.
Yeah, we ain't getting any younger.
No, we're not.
Kurt passed before I was born.
Okay, you.
Right. Caller, stop That's talking.
Enough. Yeah, you.
A caller pointed out to me that Sunday was... the anniversary of Prince's death.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, and I looked it up, and I forgot to ask him his name because I was quick to get off the phone with him so I could look it up, and he's right. Yeah, it's the third anniversary of Prince's death.
I'll be darned.
And it's Easter.
And I remember that was for me because I'm such
a
huge...
So all the eggs have to be purple.
That's right. Because I'm such a huge Prince fanatic, I can remember what I was wearing. I can remember exactly where I was when Kara Markser phoned my house and said, and I pick up the phone, it's like 10:20 in the morning, and she says to me, you need to sit down. And I'm like, oh, God.
Right? There's two things. What's funny about that is I more than anything, I remember the fact that maybe a week before that, you were asked on air.
That's right.
Is there anybody that would really affect you?
If they died.
Plus, you remember how skinny you said, probably.
Prince.
Somebody said, is there...
Zach Burns asked you. I don't remember why, though.
Yeah, Zach Burns said something like, is there any artist whose death, if they were to die, would actually affect you and you would be like shocked and just, oh my gosh. And I looked at Zach and I said, Prince.
Yeah, and it was like a week later or something. And the other thing is, I don't remember where I was when Prince died, but I remember where you were when Prince died.
Where was I, Rod?
You were at your house.
What was I wearing?
No pants.
I don't think you were wearing anything.
I was wearing a bathrobe. I had just gotten out of the shower.
That's great.
Bill in Overland Park. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Hi.
Hey, you know, it's one thing to criticize Kate Smith about her song she has done, you know, previously, but what about all the rappers that use the N-word and use the B-word and put women down all the time? Shouldn't we dismiss those songs too from any sporting events?
Hey, Bill, I hope in 5 years, 10 years, we will all look back as a society and say, God, what a horrible time in America that it was so common to say those things.
But it's been common to use those words in rap music in particular, although occasionally in rock music, John Mellencamp, 1991. But rappers have been using that word in their songs since the mid to late 1980s. Ice-T was using the N-word in all of his albums. Mark in Blue Springs. Hello, Mark. You get the last word. Go.
Yeah, 1976, I was in business in Little Rock, well, south of Little Rock, Arkansas, called McGee, Arkansas. And they would not let the black people in the restaurant to eat. They had to sit in back, out back of the restaurant to eat, as we said, inside air conditioning.
Well, that in the 70s, that would have been illegal, would it have not?
I don't know. I just the gentleman I was working with, they took us out to dinner to the lunch, the restaurant we went to, and the guys that were working for the gentleman that took us out to lunch were black, and they would not let them in the restaurant. They had to sit out back and eat.
Oh, God.
Well, A, shameful, B, illegal in the 1970s after the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing something like this. Listen here.
What'd you say, right?
Oh,
you remember Ray Charles walked out of a concert. Remember? They said to Ray, take a stand.
Yeah.
There are no equal rights here. And he walked away from a concert.
In?
Was it in Alabama or Mississippi?
Nope.
It's one of those down
just
there?
Assumed.
It was.
Is it Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the evil three.
I was born in one of the evil three. Let's get to the newsroom. Here's Sam Stevie.
An update on the boy that dropped from the third floor in the Mall of America. More next.
Hey, did you know the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving? So don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor performing razors. Invest that time with Harry's. Quality shaving supplies at a fair price. I've been using Harry's for years. Even got Michael Mackey to use Harry's razors because they're that good. Join the 10 million men plus me and Mackie who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor weighted handle shave gel and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is use the code word PARKS when you go to harrys.com. Harry's founders were just two regular guys and they were tired of paying for overpriced gimmicks. And Harry's believes in their products so much, they'll give you your money back if you don't love your shave. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of Dana and Parks. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code word PARKS at harrys.com. So you get a razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use a code word PARKS at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today, use the code word PARKS at checkout, and claim your offer.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.